Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to the best and brightest of Hollywood pros, makeup artists, hairstylists, manicurists, facialists, stylists, of course. And today we have a really special guest, but I could not do any of this without my co-pilot on the beauty plane, new with lovely pink locks, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Oh, hello. I told my colorist I wanted to say, come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Are you, you're getting ready to go to Coachella, right? So like, did you do this Coachella? Are you like,
I did.
Like, and did you choose between, were you choosing between like lavender, green and pink, or you had a clear vision that you wanted pink?
It was either going to be like aqua, like shiny blue or hot pink. Cotton candy vibes only.
And now how are you changing? Like, do you have to change any of your like skin color, makeup? You know, like Travis is a tanorexic. He's always got a spray tan. But when you were platinum, your skin looked different than when you are your usual ginger.
Well, the good thing that a spray tan looks good with any hair color, Gwen.
Isn't that the truth, I guess, for you, not for me.
I will say that I wear more like Euphoria makeup looks. Like last night when I got this hair, I was like, let's take white eyeliner and just pretend I am Rue going to the party. And I feel very authentico with my Euphoria-ness.
I like it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of like face gems happening at Coachella and various things.
Always, yeah.
This is a roundabout way of welcoming our spectacular guest, because she's actually in the California desert, a different one, not Coachella, today coming at us live. But she is like a true Renaissance woman. I was always obsessed with this woman. She started out as a Hollywood fashion stylist, became a jewelry designer. The only earrings that I wear are hoops that she designed. But then during the pandemic, I became obsessed with following her healthy recipes that she just sort of like did on Instagram Live, like real authentically. And I swear she started a movement. She started a movement.
She's amazing. You know, we love her and talented.
And now she is launching a fragrance, you guys. So before further ado, let us just introduce to you one of my favorites who was in one of the Us Weekly red carpets and was one of Us Weekly's 25 most stylish designers, came to our event in New York, partied down with Joe Gorga and all of those Real Housewife homies. I'm, of course, talking about Jennifer Fisher, nobody else.
Hi, guys. Thanks
How
for having
are you,
me.
Jen?
I'm so good. It's so good to see you. I mean, I see you all the time on Instagram, but it's so good to see you. And Travis, I'm really into your hair, especially for this Easter weekend. It's like the coolest version of any kind of Easter Coachella hair I've ever seen. And it's shiny.
Yeah, you look like a human peep.
It's shiny.
Yeah, I'm really
it's like,
going
looks
for
really
human
healthy.
Peep. Thank
no,
you.
I think it's cool.
Did your friend do the color for you?
Yep. Kira Doyle. Kira, please, on Instagram. She doesn't do hair anymore, but she only does it for her gay friends who want to make dramatic changes, really.
I think it looks amazing. I love
it. Is there a deep conditioner that she used, like some sort of hair mask?
Yeah, she definitely does a hair mask. And what I really like is she has like a glittery white rosé finish she does over everything. Whenever you do a color, and she calls it the pretty girl glaze, it's like a rosé pearl with a little bit of shine into it. And it just healthifies any, unnatural color not found in nature. It's really a good go-to.
Oh, so that's what that glow is from because it looks so shiny. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, my
The
hair
pretty
was
girl
platinum.
glaze from Matrix.
I needed that when my hair was platinum. My hair was like cracking off and horrible when it was platinum. And now I'm sort of gingery. Jenna Perry, she made my transition.
Nice.
She took me from, I met her during lockdown. She came to my house to color my hair and she was like, this is going to be a work in progress. Cause I had started kind of, I was the platinum I was trying to grow out. And she's completely changed my look and my hair, and she's made up this color. I like to call it coconut sugar.
She it is
Ooh.
coconut sugar. Jem has been on the podcast. She's one of our favorites. Guys, if you don't know who Jemma Perry is, she is the it colorist of the moment. She is the gal who created the hot girl hair movement. She believes in warm hair color, and that's a really big, it's like, your hair is warm without
I
it really
know.
being strawberry
It's not red. I
at
know.
all. It's so
I
hard
know,
to
but I would
pull
be into
off.
it being red, but she sort of made up this color and it's transitioned into this. It keeps getting darker and darker. And I'm like, go with it. Like originally it was sort of blondie highlighty. And this time I'm like, don't highlight it. Like, let's go with it. Because for my what we're going to talk about, what we're launching on Tuesday, I wanted this like really long, kind of darker vibe because it's sort of a sensual thing that we're doing on Tuesday. So I wanted it to kind of feel a little like less perky and I wanted it to feel a little. So
Oh,
when you guys will see
I
my
love.
hair on Tuesday, what we're doing.
See, this is why you are a Renaissance woman, because every detail is so thoughtful.
It
That's
is. I think that stuff
super
is
awesome.
important. It's important, you know?
Let's just go right into, why you gave us some of your time, because honestly, you're a Renaissance woman. You're very, very busy. So you are with us today because you are launching something that, my favorite category. I am a huge fragrance lover. Huge. And I swear to
She's
you,
a
I think,
scent
I don't know if
snob.
you remember if it was like the late 70s or maybe the early 80s, the movie, The Main Event, starring Barbra Streisand. When the beginning of that film, she is a perfumer and she is in a perfume lab smelling different, variations on this perfume extravaganza that she's creating. And I swear to you, I always remember that. Like, I think I've been obsessed with fragrance since that moment. So tell us about the fragrance. Why fragrance now?
So my scent
Hope it
came
was
up,
Barbra Streisand inspired. Please let it be Barbra Streisand inspired as well.
I mean, everything was sort of always Barbra Streisand inspired too. My mom was a huge fan. And actually, what's so funny is she actually married James Brolin, who actually, in Montecito, I grew up with Josh, his son. Well, I didn't. My brother was good friends with his son. So Barbara's now married to James, who is my brother's. Yeah. So Josh was my brother's good friend growing up. Anyway, so that's my Barbra Streisand, not connect, but Jewish geography. Okay, so I during I launched. So right when COVID hit, I haven't. I mean, we came to you guys. Was it when I did I talk to you guys with CB2? When were we? It was something else. So
Yeah,
CB2
no, you were
launched.
with us. You were with us when you launched
Launched for
CB2
CB2.
right before
That's
the
what I
pandemic.
thought. That's what I
That
thought. So
collection was incredible.
thank you. And we ended up
Really?
doing two more because of the success of it. That was a really fun. We got really that just was like right place, right time. And with the success of the home, it just sort of made sense for us to kind of transition into scent. I for my whole life, Gwen and Travis, I've always mixed like a bunch of different scents trying to get my scent, and I could never get it on its own. And so I was like, it's time to make my own. And so I grew up in Montecito. I grew up in Santa Barbara. So coconut, sex wax, you know what that is? That's a surfboard wax. Like that kind of stuff was always something that I always loved the smell of. I always loved vanilla. So it was time to make my scent, which is sort of like a cookie on vacation, I like to say, is what it smells like. It's one of those things, I think it's part of growing up in Santa Barbara. Like I'd go to like the health food stores to try to find the right coconut or the right vanilla. And I was always blending things. I was never a commercial fragrance girl. My friends growing up, I'm going to date myself, wearing like Obsession and all that other stuff. And it just always kind of gave me a headache. And it was never really for me. A lot of the commercial fragrances, like I'd go through department stores and I like would hold my nose because I'd get a headache. So I was always mixing my own with more, natural ingredients and things like that to get the right scent. And so it just made sense to do it. And so we formulated it during COVID, which was a great project to work on kind of remotely, but it was a really fun project to do right after CB2. It just made sense to do that because I'd love to take this and maybe do another one and do some home scents and do candles and things like that.
Right. Well, I think, especially it's like we'll back in later to talk about the jewelry because you're constantly expanding that empire. but hoops kind of work harder than just ordinary jewelry. And I feel like a fragrance works harder than any other type of accessory. What do you think someone's fragrance says about them?
Oh, it says everything. You know, I think that your fragrance is another version of like an accessory. Like you said, it's your armor. It's, you know, it's what you put out into the world. And that's why my scent, I wanted it. And I know you have it, so you've smelled it. So when it goes on, it's much stronger, and then it really dissipates pretty quickly. And so you can reapply it throughout the day in layers, you know. And I wanted people to kind of have this mark of like, this is what I smell like going into a room coming out of COVID. Cause I think it's just another form of expression of like, okay, here I am. I'm put together. I've got, this is who I am. With your jewelry and your accessories, your fragrance and your makeup, it's sort of the same thing. It's, you know, people are going to notice what you look like. They're going to notice what you smell like, you know? So I think it's important to have, you know, something that feels like, for me, I wanted my scent to feel sensual, but also to feel strong and powerful, but also, you know, yummy and delicious at the same time. I wanted it just to feel sexy and hot and easy.
And sort it's like pretty gender fluid. It's, you know,
oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. It's 100% gender fluid.
I love that. And it just smells. It's like there's this category of fragrances now that are called like skin scents.
Yeah, that's a mm-hmm. that's what it is.
It fits into that.
That's what it is. I agree. That's what we wanted. We wanted everybody to be able to wear this.
So I love that there isn't even a bottle of this fragrance. It is simply a little roll-on. Why did you choose that?
Because we're on the go all the time. And also, you know, last thing I want to do is stick a spray bottle in my bag. I mean, that's ridiculous. And I wanted it to be something that's always with you. Wear me always. We printed it on the box because I think that's really important. Like, it's just one of those things that you keep in your bag at all times. So no matter where you are, I think everyone's so busy now kind of coming out of COVID, and now people are really going out and they're back at work. And I think people are kind of trying to, you know, regulate that, okay, being at home all day, now I'm out. Like, I wanted it to be something that, okay, it's in my bag. It's with me all day, no matter what I end up doing after work. Or, you know, later in the day, I have it with me. Like, I just take it out in the middle of the day on my way to drinks at Mr. Chow's or wherever, and I just roll it on and I'm good to go. I think things have changed. People want things that are more convenient now. And I think people are careful about what they're spending their money on. And I just think a giant bottle, that's also a huge investment to buy like a big, you know, $175, $300, $500 bottle of scent. That's a huge investment. I would rather have people buy this and love it and wear it all the time and be like, I need three more because I need to keep one here in my bathroom. I need to keep one, you know, and they want them everywhere. Like, that's sort of the goal of it. I want everyone to have it with them all the time.
So speaking of easy, the food videos.
I mean, changed my business.
It's so, I mean, the coolest thing is that like, it just happened organically.
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, I'm not even kidding you. Like, there are very few people on Instagram where I always, you know, you get your algorithm where people come up to the top. But there's a lot of times that I'm scrolling past people, even though I might have been, you know, looking at their stories or main feeds in the last couple of days. So they're coming up. Your stories is one of the very
must few. Watch.
I follow, I'm so happy.
I watch it every day. Like, I watch everything that you make. I mean, literally, I followed like the, now I make curries. I make curries all the time.
Because they're so easy and they're delicious, right? And you can go so yellow, easy. Green, red, and it changes the flavor. It's just like, they're amazing. They're so healthy and they're so good for you. Like, people should be making curries all the time. That and the chopped salads that I do and subbing your grain for cauliflower rice.
Like, well, the cauliflower and they're so rice, easy. That's another thing. I never sauteed my cauliflower rice before. And I never put in, like, how dumb, like, of course put in aromatics first. I never did. So that's
obviously too
adopted from you. But, you know, so you've created this, is it Jennifer Fisher Kitchen?
Jennifer Fisher Kitchen is my Instagram that I cook every day on. It's really just like my life as a working mom. Like, I really cook all this stuff on my own. And I really do. I do the dishes. Like, I'm a real person. I go and I have to cook for my family and I have to make sure that everything is together. And, you know, and I've changed by going onto this anti-inflammatory lifestyle. You know, I've had thyroid disease. So I've always struggled with inflammation my whole life. And so I finally just recently changed, and it's completely 360'd my life and my being and how I like everything about me. It's my brain fog is gone. Like, any inflammation or swelling is gone. Like, it's insane. If people make tiny subs in their diet and how easy it is to just make those tiny changes, you're not restricting anything. You're just changing things. Like, don't eat gums, don't eat dairy, don't eat gluten, don't eat legumes. Like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Read your labels, people.
Now I really read labels. I mean, I
have to.
Yeah. I love legumes. Sneaky. So I have to cut out legumes, but I would love to know. I mean, obviously it's like you are seeing major changes Do you feel like now that you've been steady on this diet for quite a while, or are you seeing results in your skin, in your hair with bloating?
I mean, my skin, the texture of my skin is like totally changed. I mean, but I also think I've been really diligent about the products that I use on my face, but the clarity of my skin is different. It's, my hair is growing really, Jenna's like, your hair is growing so fast. Like, I've got to go to Jenna Perry every like 2 weeks because my hair is growing so fast. She's like, dude, stop taking all those vitamins. But I really truly believe that this lifestyle is something that anybody can do, and it will 360, no matter what health issue you have, it's going to help you. You could be perfectly healthy. It's still going to help you. It's just one of those things that you have to, like, in society. And like, even I just came up here to, I'm up at my parents' house right now, and I just cleaned out their cabinets. It's insane how much marketing goes into the breads that people buy, that healthy, organic, but like, you don't read and you flip it over and there's inflammatory oils and everything, and there's gums and there's fillers and there's preservatives. And it's just make those simple swaps. You know, everybody's got a health food store, you know, everyone's got a farmer's market. Like, if you could cook with whole foods and use my salt, obviously, to season it, it's like, it's a game changer. And it just feel like 100% better.
I'm obsessed with the salts. I do have to share this story with our listeners that after a particularly big story that we did together in the magazine, I feel like it was a spread, and I get this lovely gift from Jennifer Fisher, from you and your publicist, who is like one of my favorite humans on the planet, Nina.
She's amazing.
The Neens. Yep. Neens. I got this gift, and it was my earrings, these Maves that I wear literally like all the time. So here's this pair of earrings, and I'm like, oh my God, I always wanted Maves. I feel like Maves are my favorite. And then there was something else in the box, and it was the Salt Trio. And I can't even tell you that I was literally like a day away from ordering the Salt Trio. And I was like more excited about the Salt Trio than about the earrings. Because the salt, Travis, you need these salts. They're flavored salts.
What are the trio?
Travis, I thought we were
the flavors.
Okay. So the first flavor was universal. That was like, that's the one that like started it all. Like, I put it one day, I like put my avocado toast on. I created this blend. I stuck it on the side of my stove and I was putting it on everything. And I could not find anywhere something to use on my eggs or avocado toast in the morning that didn't have garlic or onion in it. And so I created what is now universal salt, and I put it on anything and everything. And one day I put it, my toast, on Instagram, like on the jewelry account, before I had anything to do with a food account. And people literally were asking me more questions about what was on my toast than what earrings Rihanna like had on in the post before it. Like, it was crazy. It was like this instantaneous connection of like, because what do we all do 3 times a day? We eat, I mean, or more, right? We're putting on our jewelry one time, you know, once, but like food is something that we all need to, you know, think about multiple times a day. And so
if through the pandemic, it was like before the pandemic, I was out, you know, at least 5 nights a week. And then if I was home, I was likely like picking up food at Mulberry and Vine in our neighborhood, or I was like ordering in. I rarely cooked, even though I love to cook. And then all of a sudden, here we were really having to cook every single meal. So it became really important. Like, it was just like a salt hack that like, now
I'm obsessed
with the spicy salt.
That's my favorite too. So Travis, to answer your question, there's universal spicy and curry. There's 3 flavors right now. We are formulating new ones, so we're going to have many more. We're formulating something for travel, which is amazing. And then we've got something coming that I'm hoping will like revolutionize salad eating, but it's something that we all grew up eating a version of it, but it's so bad for you. So I wanted to make a new version of it. So I'm hopeful that this will come out. Hopefully.
I think it's the vegan bacon bits. I can't wait.
I have carrot bacon on the website. I have shiitake bacon. And then the other day, what did I do? I did another version of it. What was it? I don't remember what it was. I did another version. There's like all these like amazing ways to sub for meat. Cause I eat red meat 3 times a week, but I don't eat birds. So I'll do red meat as often as I can, but I like ground meat better than like steaks. Although I think we're making steaks tonight for Passover, since we're so not traditional. I am making cauliflower latkes too tonight, which is so not traditional too, but I don't care.
Cauliflower latkes?
Delicious. Oh my God, Travis, you will never eat potato ones again. Just trust me. And I sub, I use arrowroot flour instead of cornstarch, and it's delicious. And you can do it with caviar, chives, coconut yogurt. I don't, cause I don't eat dairy. I'm going to post that later.
Yeah. I changed that.
You got so good.
The arrowroot flour. I do not use cornstarch in anything, but you know, the arrowroot flour really helps things get crispier.
It totally works.
You know, I used to just omit cornstarch, but then you get
you need it.
Yeah,
you need that. Yeah, and arrowroot it works perfectly. Like I just like it's one of those things. Like guys, just sub it. Like it's there's no right. reason not to eat this way. Like it's so easy. Just buy different things at the store. Yeah. You know, it's just so much easier.
All right. So even though you have added all of these different modalities to your empire, you are still growing the jewelry business. I know that you're opening flagship stores all over the place. Like you're going to have a store in Soho.
Yes,
how exciting. How'd you get that real estate goal? You're like right next to
where we are. I know. We have this amazing broker and it's sort of for me is kind of important. So in Beverly Hills, we're around food. So in Beverly Hills, we're across from Wally's, we're by La Scala. Yeah. Like for me, I like being around beauty and food. You know, Dry Bar is next door to us in Beverly Hills. And so in New York, I was like, I want to be by food. It doesn't make sense. We looked on Prince and Spring and we're like, oh, those are great traffic streets, but it just didn't feel right. And then we saw this space next to Lotterie. I'm like, Cipriani's is down the street. Sedell's is up
the
street.
The best block.
Socialista is there, like the hottest club in town. Yeah.
Exactly. So I wanted everybody just to kind of be, I just wanted to be in the mix. And Jenna Perry is going to be down the street soon.
Yeah.
So like, it's just going to be like this. I feel like West Broadway is like coming back as like a hot spot. Like I'm really excited. So that's
absolutely
opening. Memorial weekend. Hopefully they're trucking. The guys are really fast and we have like a massive crew working on it. So fingers crossed, the marble has been delivered to make all the things. So we're cooking.
That is and then, so exciting and literally. So amazing. Now, since you are like one of the
expensive.
I need a money tray or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. I need your opinion on the green diamond.
Oh, so, okay. So I'm partial to it because I'm a Taurus. And so my birthstone is an emerald. So I love green stones. So for me, I'm completely partial to the green ring. I did see a close up of it. I think it's gorgeous. And I think, she's been engaged with so many different rings. This was time to do that kind of a ring, I think. I think a diamond would have been boring. She needed a green stone. And she needs to be the one person who has that giant green diamond, the 8.5 modified cushion cut. Like, it's gorgeous. I looked at that thing. It's gorgeous. So, I love green stones. Green is like, it's like a universal color for like, it's good on all your, everybody's skin tones. Like, it's just gorgeous.
Okay. I like that. I like that stamp of approval. All right. And before we let you go, I mean, obviously the hoops are still kind of like consistently the jewelry style that like every celebrity wears.
They're the only hoop. They're the only hoop. Go check out Jennifer Fisher. There, you need no other hoop in your life.
Thanks, guys. Oh, I love buying them from us. You have them forever because we replate them for you too. That's a fact that a lot of people don't know that we should talk about that on here. So once you buy them, we have a replating service. So if you mess them up, they come back new. Yeah,
that is so amazing. I had no idea.
A lot of people don't know that fact. It's a good fact.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any celebrity who hasn't worn your hoops who you would want to wear the hoops? Who do you want to dress with the ears of?
Queen Elizabeth II.
She's great in hoops.
Honestly.
We've been really lucky. I don't know. We've been really lucky. Like, I was super excited. Like, we just got a bunch of Sienna Miller. Thank you, Kate Young. I love, those kind of girls. Like, I love all of those. I love a Kate Moss. I don't know. I love all, like, the Brits. But, like, you know what? Honestly, guys, like, the celebrities, like, we've been super lucky. And every day we'll get, like, a new one. There'll be, like, a girl from, we just got all the Euphoria girls on the cover of The Cut. Like, that was exciting. Not all of them, but we got a bunch of them. And it's fun to see the hoops transcend every age demographic. That's what's so cool.
They look good on any age. 15 to like 80.
Yeah, and then you get like Michelle Obama. Like, it's just like amazing. Like, you get the range of hoops. It's like, it's awesome.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe, Khloe Kardashian always says.
You know what? And Khloe wears our 4 inches, and not a lot of people can actually pull those off like she does. And it's like effortless when she wears them. It's amazing.
Get ready to see them on Hulu all the time.
I know. Chris had hers on too. So that was like cool too. I love her. So that was great.
Before we let you go, should we just ask you, very quickly, what anti-aging things are you into right now? Because you're one of my favorite person to talk to about.
She's up on everything.
Totally. And you always have it on your Instagram. So like anything that you're into at the moment?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'm really into right now. So skin, because we're going into summer and, my body, I really am obsessed with the Osea, am I pronouncing it?
Osea. Her. Yeah.
Her anti-aging body balm is like amazing. It's completely changed my skin. I use that and I use the oil every day. Like, I'm pumping it out. Like I can't pump it out fast enough. And I'm like slathering my body on it. My, you know, my husband's like, Jen, like what? You're like an oily, like, I'm like, I don't care. I love it. And what, just let it soak in. I also, there's a company called Environ. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Environ is? So Environ mm-hmm. makes it. So Knockout Beauty, you know, Kylie Cavaco, obviously,
yeah, of course.
Who's a friend of mine. So she owns Knockout Beauty and she is like the queen of recommending the best skincare like regimen for you. If you've got, she's a, like a melasma expert, but I don't have that, but she recommended and put me on this Environ. It's like a two serum. There's a serum and there's a cream. And I use both of them every 2 times a day. And I swear to God, it has transformed the texture of my face. And these are Dr. Diamond and Dr. Belkin.
Best so in the biz. You know, oh, and you see Dr. Belkin too.
He's
Dr.
so
Belkin
cute.
Is my favorite.
Oh my God, I went to college with his husband. I've known them forever.
Did?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Dr. Belkin. He's my, I was like, you're the new, like, I always say to him, I'm like, you guys, you and Dr. Diamond need to meet. Like, you got, you're like the same, yeah. like, menschy, really nice guys with no ego, which is what I think is so important in a cosmetic derm.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. This is not natural. So let's talk about that too. So, you need all, you need all the help you get.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for being with us today. You were awesome as always. Like, how many ideas did we just get from that, Trav? I can't even.
You're so good at everything. It's almost
inappropriate
and rude how good you are at everything, actually. I love actually inconsiderate.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
Go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. And until next time, stay gorgeous.